Recording. And 3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of Dread Dad's Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we back. Malcolm. How the fuck was your week, my nigga?
Staying warm, man.
I want to say, burr. It's cold in here.
Hell to the
You ain't like, I don't even know the name of that fucking movie. I got a lot of girl cousins, my nigga. Wife, I had to watch that shit.
My wife recently. Like,
it's either that or Grease, my nigga.
I chose that. Grease.
I forgot the name of that fucking movie.
Bring It On.
Was it Bring It On? Probably so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been brought it.
I think it was Bring It On. Yeah,
it was Bring It On. But Grab Your Union and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. That was it. Let's see. Monday I worked, and then it was cold as fuck, so
Tuesday
luckily I didn't have to call out. Job was like, work from home. I was like, all right, cool.
Luxuries.
Right?
luxury niggas.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the first time I ever been able to be at this caliber of luxury.
Yeah, oh, you can do that?
I was like, this exists? For so many years, I just thought people just go out there in the cold and muster it and shit. Yeah. No, but when you got schools, jobs, and fucking like, see, you know it's bad when, this is how I knew it was bad. Like, one of the vendors, like Coca-Cola or something, and they were supposed to deliver at the job. They canceled that whole week.
It was bad when they said, ain't no courts.
Yeah.
Ain't no court. Like, so niggas is finna be in jail an extra day. Niggas ain't finna see a judge the motherfucking Monday.
Yeah.
They closed the courts down, my nigga.
Yeah, it was real cold here in Chicago.
That was extra days, my nigga.
How the fuck it was colder here
than Antarctica?
Than Antarctica.
What, like New Zealand or some shit like that?
No, it's Antarctica, Siberia.
Yeah, Siberia.
And
somewhere else, I can't fucking remember. Nigga, it was colder than motherfucking half the place that it was supposed to be colder.
it's one more I'm missing too, but like, it was colder than all three of those combined. Fucking I was like, the
polar
fuck?
Polar vortex shit. Hit a nigga.
Yeah, for real. I was like, they talking about some, what was really real to me, I was like, oh, you spend like more than 5 minutes out in the weather, you get frostbite.
Yeah.
I was like, the fuck? I was like, up, standing my ass in the house.
Only thing I did that day was go start up my car. That's the only thing I did that day. That shit was dead.
What did I do? Caught up on games.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, got the finally
son
finished.
Of a bitch.
Yeah, nigga been dealing with Heartless all this week. Yeah, I finally finished Spider-Man. The
how was it?
Third.
Don't spoil it. I'm gonna play it eventually.
DLC.
How was it?
Okay.
It was good.
Okay. Yeah. DLC.
No, I avoid shit unless I don't care about it.
Yeah, it was fun. Finally wrapped that one up. Can't wait to, I guess, if they make another Spider-Man game.
Miles!
Yeah.
Come
that's
on,
what I'm
man.
Hoping.
Give
man.
Us the Miles.
That's what it, that's what it looked like.
Yeah,
it's leaning
to.
Yeah,
I know it is. Yeah.
So,
kill Spider-Man.
He's sick. You want the kill whole Peter. Death of Peter Parker?
Kill Peter.
What else with us? Kingdom Hearts. So, so far, so good. Playing it.
It takes less than 30 hours to beat, Malcolm.
Yeah, I do.
You're like 100% though, so it's gonna take you a while.
Yeah, I like to go and be thorough with shit because like one of my
gonna hit a hundo.
One of my coworkers is playing too. Like he bought it too, and he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was already a day ahead of me.
Okay.
And he asked me what was that and stuff. And some of the shit I'm doing, he was like, "Huh?" He's like, "I guess I'm playing this shit wrong." he missed all this shit. And on top of that, I was telling him some shit. Like, I was like, oh man, I use this keyblade and this keyblade, and then I when I do these combos, I activate a chain of stuff, attacks and shit. He's like, man, I guess I'm playing this shit wrong then. He's like, alrighty then.
I thought, go back.
Nah, he wasn't going back, but he's like, man, he's like, alright, He's like, I guess. He's like, man, I ain't even seen none of that.
That's
shit.
What I do sometimes too, though. I just play through the game, and then I just go back to look on YouTube or some shit. And
yeah, some people play. Yeah, see, that is a lot different for me. Like when I play RPG MMO stuff,
mm-hmm.
because I told you the story before. I learned my lesson with Final Fantasy, so I like to be fucking thorough. As fuck when I play.
Plus, Kingdom Hearts, you should be thorough because my nigga, it took what 12, 13 years for the shit to come out. So.
Oh yeah, I'm taking my time, sweet man. Ass time. I don't move on to a new world until I get 100% on that bitch. So I only been to like 4 so far. So
yeah, I understand that shit. It's been 13 fucking years. Take your time.
So I'm gonna enjoy the fuck out of this game. I know like some people already then. Beat it and flipped it and just leaving it there and shit. But I'm unlocking everything. So.
I understand, my nigga.
It's dope so far. Let's see. What I watch? Oh, watch the Fire Festival.
Fire Fest.
On Netflix.
I ain't never been this thirsty.
Yeah, you goddamn right. I ain't never been that thirsty. And I never will be that thirsty.
Facts.
Somebody call me. Man, that's what I say. I'm sorry, bro.
I told you about it last week.
I'm gonna keep saying it. bro. If YouTube was to hold our shit hostage, and you called me talking about something, I would have to suck a dick to get the channel back. I'd be like, look, bro, we're gonna just start over.
I gotta start
one sub and all. I was like, one we just start over. Time. One step at a time, bro. You just start over. Let them keep that shit.
Oh man.
Let's see. What else did I watch? Kind of sad this week because I found out the hard way that Young Justice is on a break.
Oh yeah.
I didn't expect it so soon, but man, I was like, that's why those motherfuckers gave us 4 episodes last week.
So there's always a reason behind it.
Yeah.
It's always.
Yeah. So
never innocent.
I guess because they was gearing up for. I had to look at the schedule again. Doom Patrol.
D-I-E. They told you in the last couple episodes, man.
Yeah.
Young Justice.
So Doom Patrol is up next. So that's probably why they did this shit because they probably figured it was gonna be another Titan.
Yeah.
Cause then it come on right after. That.
Doom Patrol shit.
Yeah, it's done.
That's funny.
Let's see, what else? Caught up on some anime that I was watching.
Tell me about something. What the fuck, Back Alley? What the fuck you just, when Quinn was here, he said Back Alley something? Back Alley Yakuza, some shit like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that anime is pretty wild. On Netflix. Yeah, you gotta see it. Because I watched a couple of episodes from it and stuff, and I thought that shit, like the concept, that shit was hilarious.
Probably check it out tomorrow.
Yeah, I think that's about it for me. It's just been work, watching stuff, playing Kingdom Hearts. Finally got a chance to actually play the game. That's it for me.
Yeah. Okay. I survived the polar vortex like you. As you can see, I'm here. The last 2 days, last 2? Shit, even the last 3 days. Yeah, after that, Wednesday or something like that? I was outside singing Donald Glover everywhere, nigga. Feels like summer. I was like, this shit feels great compared to that last fucking day. Because I did go outside. I just went outside for like 10 minutes, though, and like just heated up the cars and shit.
Yeah.
Let's see. Work. I watched a few things. So I saw a clip of The Reign of Superman, the movie.
Oh yeah, that is.
I saw the clip of it and I saw Superboy and shit like that. But I was like, damn, I don't wanna just jump from Reign of Superman and then go back and have to watch Death of Superman. So I watched it in order. I watched Death of Superman and watched Reign of Superman. Because I've been watching, like, DC live action sucks. Sorry. If you don't like my comments, I don't give a fuck. The live action, they fucking suck. But when it comes to the animated shit, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I enjoy some of them, but they are getting like repetitive. Like the further seasons they get,
yeah, but
like, getting tired.
But the animated movies are fucking dope as shit. I've been saying that. But both of those are good. Like, I watched both of those, like, back to back. What the fuck else did I watch? I watched, did I say this last week? I watched You. I probably watched it this week. I don't know. I can't remember. But I watched You. It's a Netflix original or something like that. And it's called You. It's creepy as shit. It's about a stalker stalking this one girl. Yeah. It's all the rage.
Lifetime on shit.
Funny thing is, it was on Lifetime. But Lifetime being Lifetime, it didn't get any traction because, you know, Lifetime only plays those old ass, like, 70s film in one house type movies and shit.
Lifetime, all their movies are the same. It's always the same. It's
a series, though.
It's always the fucking husband, boyfriend, or somebody killing somebody, wife, or vice versa.
Yeah.
But it's, like, always the same outcome.
I watched that with my wife. I missed probably, like, the first two episodes, and I pretty much caught on to what was going on. What the fuck else did I watch? I guess it's a new anime. It's on Netflix. It's called Dragon Pilots.
I had started watching it a while back.
Yeah, I started watching that. That's pretty funny. I don't know how many episodes it is, so I might just finish that, though. It's pretty good. What the fuck else did I watch? That might be it. Yeah. I can't think of anything else I watched. Yeah, that's probably it. Didn't play the game, as always. what else? Business-wise, did a lot. Oh, man, I enjoyed the fuck out of my off day. I got a lot done. I felt great. I want to shout out to all the haters. You guys inspired a shirt or a hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all definitely inspired some merch.
I actually liked it. I was like, can I have it in black?
I got the other one in black, though.
Yeah, I saw the other one in black. I
love
that.
Those are cool. What else? We dropping a lot of merch. A lot of merch is coming. It's coming. It's definitely coming. Some is up now, actually.
Yeah.
The sweatshirt is live. The t-shirt is live. And the phone case is live. But I'm planning on, like, just adding on as time goes. What else? What else did I do? I also worked on some other stuff for another clothing line. We got a new intro coming.
Malcolm
saw it. He saw the storyboard.
Storyboard.
It's cool as shit, though. I've been watching it, like, since he gave it to me. I've been watching that shit over and over. I'm like, yeah, this is right. Like, this is it. That's the last guy.
I want to beat it.
But the last guy or the intro?
And you don't have to get pieces.
I'm not going to tell what happens in the intro. You guys are just going to see it every fucking video. I'm spending $200 on that shit. Y'all going to watch that shit every time.
No. I mean, like, I was talking about, like, the situation of, like.
How did I get to the right guy and not the last guy?
Right, the last guy fucking up, and you found the right guy. All right,
so the whole time, okay, so the intro is going
to
be pretty much, it's inspired. It's inspired through, like, it's inspired through, like, an Adult Swim, like, short, but it's also, like, the premise is kind of from one of my favorite YouTubers, like Ron JD Run, because he has a fucking awesome intro. I was like, man, I really want something like that, but I also want it in our own style and shit that we do. So, first time around, of course, I just asked for some animators because his shit is, like, animated, but it's also, like, a little graphic design in there, just a little bit of what the case is. So, the first guy that I hired, like, all right, cool, because I offered $200 to whoever the fuck can do it right. That's just a price that I think, like, is reasonable. Like, I'm asking for a lot, like, animation-wise, like, $200. So, the first guy, I tell him in details. Oh, my God, so many details. Like, written out fucking details. Like, it's nothing that you can go wrong with this because literally write everything out in detail.
You literally sent him, like, a script. The
most detailed shit that motherfucking cannot go off track on. And we have this whole conversation. We literally have a whole conversation, like, do you want this on there? I'm like, yeah, I add that onto the script, blah, 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 everything like that. I want to say this is at the beginning of first week of January. I'm like, all right, it's time to step it up. Dread Desk Podcast. We getting real. We getting more real than we already been. And I want to get more serious. So, low key, the nigga wasted my whole first month of January and made me feel like shit because, like, was it the last week of January probably? Or the last weekend of January? I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
He sends me this bullshit of some shit that I literally could have done myself if I just wanted to sit the fuck down. He literally put our last
two videos that we probably uploaded or some shit like that and just put some effects on the shit and just threw some shit, some shitty effects on there. And I was like,
we could have did this shit ourselves.
I was like, that was like the first time I wanted to punch a nigga through the screen, bro. For like wasting my whole, like wasting my time, my nigga. And I put a deposit down and shit like that, which I knew I would get back if the shit wasn't right or whatever. But I'm like, my nigga, you literally wasted my time. Like, this is some shit that I want to get done, like, ASAP. So luckily, like, same day, like, before I even got my refund back, I was like, same day, I hired a new person, and he sent me, I seen his shit. He sent me some shit, like, the next 2 days, whatever the case is. And then, like, the next couple of days, he sent me the rough draft or the storyboard or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. And my wife was even like, hey, that's dope. Like, I've never seen no shit like that. I'm like, just wait till it's done, baby. It's going to be fucking amazing. And like, I'm going to throw that shit everywhere, my nigga. I'm paying $200 for that. That shit's going everywhere, my nigga. That shit's getting plastered. All right, I'm going to use that shit for the rest of the fucking my rest of my fucking life. Yeah, so it was irritating as fuck. Like, the nigga wasted my whole first month of January. Like you get already like, New Year's resolution, you finna go hard. Then you got a fuck nigga on the sideline saying, nah,
maybe. No, you ain't.
And that's how the fuck I felt.
Like, I'm going to waste your time.
Piece of fucking shit. Like, come on, bro.
Not today.
Yeah, so we got an actual animator. My man actually drew the shit out.
And he did like a rough, quick sketch. And the rough, the coolest part was like the rough. Yeah, it was exactly how
I imagined and exactly what the fuck I wrote down on the fucking script. So I can't wait for that shit. That shit's going to be dope as shit. But you all ain't going to see it until next week. So you all won't see it this week. Nope, you won't see it this week. Next week.
Show's going to be done next week?
The 8th. Yeah, it's going to be done on the 8th. So next week. So not this batch of videos. You all won't get it, but y'all don't know. But yeah. Business wise, I think that's all I did. I think so. Made merch, intro. I think that's it. What I can think of. Yeah. And we did a BTS video up too. Just a normal reaction to the podcast and shit. So check those out every month. We're doing BTS, baby. Malcolm.
What's good?
We actually got a few more topics than we usually do. But we're going to go through these kind of quick though. Did you hear about Jesse Smollett from Empire? What happened to him?
Yeah, in Chicago, victim of a hate crime.
Yeah, but
that's wild, bro.
The crazy thing is though, it's like part hate crime and part racism.
Mm-hmm.
Because like quote unquote.
Yeah, because
they said that's that faggot nigga from Empire. They hung him by a noose. I think somebody said they poured something down his mouth or some shit like that. I can't remember. Because I didn't read into, like, deep details about what the fuck happened. But he got attacked, though, by some motherfuckers.
People with MAGA hats.
I was just like, my nigga, like why? Like, I didn't get that. And they said he was downtown somewhere. I was like, what part of fucking downtown was this?
He probably, I think it was, like, one of because it was late when it happened. Mm-hmm. So it was probably, I want to say it was probably after they like probably did a shoot or something.
But I would assume he would have security though, right?
I mean, they have security on the set, but like once you leave set, I mean that some people feel comfortable like that. They don't really need security or whatever, and they just be strolling about. So
I would have assumed that he probably would have had security, but yeah, man, that shit was crazy though. Like, nigga, how y'all gonna attack the man?
Yeah, somebody whoever did that shit, they deserved to get paws put on them, man.
But I think they found him.
They found some of them.
Yeah, I think so, because I know they found the footage or whatever for the case is.
Oh, it was footage.
Yeah, they had footage. They got the two guys walking. I don't know if it's good enough to, like, they got their faces and shit like that.
Wow.
But they actually got footage of, like,
I didn't two know motherfuckers. It was footage,
they either got them walking towards Jesse Smollett. I don't think they got the whole beating thing and everything like that, whatever the case is. But they got them either walking towards him or they're walking away. Got, like, two guys, the black and white footage, and walking together.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, the motherfuckers, I'm pretty sure if they haven't got caught yet, they're going to get fucking caught. Because he is speaking out Oh, he has spoken out, like, my nigga. Like, it was a full-on hate crime. Like, sorry, black community, but that's not snitching. Like, you should probably tell who, like, beat your ass and everything like that and fucking tie the noose around his fucking neck and shit. But, yeah, that shit had happened this week. On to more superstars, Malcolm. You know shit that you say.
Put on my arm?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
you
know, I was just Japanese about to say that.
Chinese, or you know,
Japanese. I know the difference between the two, and I can
but you
read.
Speak it,
I can
read it. As
yeah, I can read. I can read some Japanese and stuff. I'm a little rusty, so please don't be hitting me with the comments and stuff. Yeah. But
you know basic things, though, at least.
Yeah,
you have knowledge of it at least. I don't have any. I don't have any Chinese writing on me or anything like that. For this simple fact, Ariana Grande. She got a new hand tattoo, and it was in Japanese or Korean or Chinese.
I think it might have been Japanese, probably.
Either way it goes, man. It was for a barbecue pork restaurant. At the end of the day,
it was supposed to say, I guess the name of her new album or some shit.
Six rings, some shit like that.
And like the two. I think it was Japanese because I think it's like two different kanjis that was like together,
yeah,
or whatever. Because like the way it was, I guess presented, like they missed like
find an image of it. They missed a line or something like that.
They missed something that was supposed to go between it.
Yeah.
For it to be like the name of her album, but. The way that the tattoo was done, it is basically saying like
she had it on her palm. I thought she got it on the back of her hand.
It's on the back of her hand. I think I want to say it is, but yeah, like you said, it's just it says barbecue pork.
It's a barbecue pork restaurant. Like, yeah, that's exactly why. I never got anything like that on me. Because I actually want to be able to read what the fuck I put on me and shit like that. I want to understand it or whatever the case is. Because that's the fucked up part. Because a lot of people do that shit. Especially in the black community. They just be, hey, this looks cool.
Love.
It's a whole restaurant ad on your back.
See, the thing? Yeah, the thing is, like, with, like, I don't know how, like, Korean and other... I guess writing is set up, but I know how Japanese is. Mm. Like, because like majority of like I want to say like of the writing system, like some of that derives from like China, like the Chinese writing. So like, so you have like you have hiragana, katakana. Kanji.
Dropping knowledge on you niggas.
Yeah. So like the hiragana is more like it's always a katakana. I think katakana is more derived from like English. And then kanji's like more like the Chinese like letters, symbols and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why you see like some, like you see the like symbols and it pretty much like almost like if you were to map it out like say like, or it'll like look like an image, like
you look more like
like house or something, like it looks like
an actual house or whatever.
Yeah,
it's
when,
more like
when
an
you
image
read it,
than
yeah.
More, like, okay.
Yeah, but like, yeah, with some of that stuff, like when you put some of them together,
you can fuck some shit.
It forms another word. So like,
okay.
You have to like be careful with like how
mix
you structure it.
You can't mix like the different. I don't want to say languages, but you can't mix the different.
The
like
different
symbolisms or whatever.
The different, yeah, the different writing.
Thinking they gonna say something different or whatever.
Yeah,
that's
it's like when you go to like
I'm trying to think of what it's like saying in English, but I don't think we got none like that. Like it's a. Well, I guess so. I guess if you go to England and then you probably mix like the way they talk with the way we talk. We probably
our styles is like two different things. Yeah, so it wouldn't fit because like they got fucking words like. you wouldn't know what they are, but they would or yeah, some exactly, shit. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Like, just two different meanings, like, for two different words, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, just like slang, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Okay. And then I'll, like, context, too, sometimes.
Well,
like,
barbecue pork
takes the place.
It says barbecue pork in every language.
That's funny, but it's funny. It's like when you go to, like, a foreign country and, like, they try to put English on a shirt, and it'll say,
English.
What's a good phrase? Like, instead of I kick ass, it'd be kick ass, yeah. or ass kick, yeah. or something like that. Like,
that's the way they talk. Like,
well, no, that's the way they probably like
form a sentence or whatever.
Well, a lot of that is sentence structure.
Yeah.
But like, I would say more so. It's like that because of translation and stuff. So like,
just like
certain things translate good and certain things
like
don't.
Trying to put like Spanish words in Google Translate, like shit might get mixed up in translation, whatever the case is.
Yeah, because like it's like especially when it comes to like other languages, like for Japanese, like one word can mean like several different things. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the common, let's see, I'll use, like, semimasen, like, it can mean.
The fuck you just
say? he said, what the fuck you just say? Like, that can mean, like, excuse me, or like, come here for a second.
Like, aloha. Like, means hello, goodbye.
Yeah, it depends on the content. Like the context of what, like how you say it, or like how it's saying
it.
I
got you, my nigga. Ariana Grande.
Barbecue pork.
Barbecue pork. Taco Bell menu. She ain't gonna make it. She ain't gonna make it too much. Son, she gonna have to eat something. These food references keep hitting her ass hard.
Yeah, barbecue pork. She could be a sponsor for barbecue pork.
Yeah.
At somebody's restaurant.
Probably so. I already got the free ad on her hand. Malcolm.
What's up?
I'm going to skip two topics to get to this topic just because it's Black History Month. I want to put my black fist in the air one time. Boom. I know you don't wear Nikes and shit like that. But I'm just saying, like, for the, like, collection-wise, whatever the case is.
Oh, you mean, like, collecting? Like,
yeah, because every year. Yeah, exactly. Every year, they sometimes drop, like, a Black History Month pack or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, it's, like, got those, got the black, green, red, like, colorway and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Adidas tried it this year.
Pan-African black colors.
Mm-hmm.
What?
All white.
All white.
They dropped the all-white shoe for Black History Month.
Okay.
How you think that went out over on Twitter? The outrage.
So they call it Black
History Month
shoe.
All white shoe. And they thought they wouldn't get any backlash for that.
I'm pretty sure they got a lot, right?
Yeah, they got a whole fucking lot, my nigga. I don't know what made them think that would be okay. I mean, I just want to say I think Kanye was behind it.
You said you think Kanye was behind it. That's hilarious.
Try to try something new, I guess. I don't know. Try to pull people to his side. But yeah, my nigga. They dropped an all-white shoe and claimed that was for Black History Month. I don't know how. I don't know what Black History Month they're representing, but it ain't mine.
Oh, man.
Speaking of Kanye, let's get to this bullshit. At least this is my thoughts. I don't know what Malcolm would think. I don't even know what Malcolm's seen this article.
Is this a response from what we were talking about last week?
What were we talking about last week?
With the, was it the game?
Oh, no. No, he ain't saying shit about that yet. No, he's been real quiet.
He's real quiet.
I'm just talking about one of his boys, one of his parties, or going into, like, the election year. I don't know if you read about this or heard it, but there's a Democratic presidential candidate that is pretty much offering, or whatever the case is, $100 billion in reparations.
man, they ain't gonna let that dude go past.
Funny thing is, Mike Liz isn't a dude.
It's a woman?
It's a woman.
Really?
Yeah. Now, Malcolm, I'm gonna be honest with you. My thoughts when I first saw that, I said, that's that Trump shit. That sounds like the wall to me. That sounds like a promise on the wall to me. That some shit that ain't never gonna fucking happen. $100 billion in reparations. That just sounds like some Trump shit to me, bro.
I mean, that would be just, nice.
Just
but...
get into office type shit. That's exactly what it sounds like to me on there. I was like, bro, this bitch is out her mouth. She think anybody is gonna offer the black community $100 billion in reparations. Like, that's never gonna fucking happen. I'm sorry. I know people might fall for this shit, but just like the Fyre Festival, bro, you can't be that stupid. We can't be like the Republicans, bro, and just think everything is going to be Make America Great Again all over again or some shit. Just with the Democratic Party, bro. Like, come on, bro. Use your brains, bro. I'm pretty sure. I know for facto, el facto number one, U.S. ain't got $100 billion. Especially not to give away reparations.
Yeah.
Niggas are still betting on the goddamn Powerball and Mega Millions and shit, my nigga. I know for a fact.
And those people ain't even getting paid out the whole thing.
Exactly. They take the lump sum of whatever the fuck that is and just be on their way. And that's less than what the actual way fucking less. Thing is. So, yeah. What you gonna do with your $100 billion?
It probably won't be $100 billion per person. It'll probably just be $100 billion, like... Point blank, period.
No, I want to do some math right fast, Malcolm. How many black people are there in the U.S.? Let's do some math right fast.
You said you want to do some math?
There were 37 million, approximately.
That's probably for 2010.
Yeah, I was trying to see what year. I said, 2010.
Because that's the last time they do the... the census count,
or whatever.
The accessories, yeah.
Okay. Well, let's go off of census that. Census. Fuck whatever. About it. Let's go off this number. So let's divide this.
By 10 billion.
Let's see. Divided by.
The 10 billion.
10 billion dollars. Let's see if Google can do the math for me. It looks like $0.
It still looks like $0 to me. Yeah, move some decimal points.
All right. Looking like... Hold on, I said 10 trillion. That's wrong. That's the wrong math. I don't know how to do math, Malcolm, but it's looking like a whole lot of zero to me.
He said, oh.
I see 0.003714. Nobody counts those back numbers, my nigga.
Ass is stupid, man.
Nobody
counts. Like, I don't know how to do math. Like you didn't go to school and shit.
Yeah, nigga.
It's like, I don't know how to do math, but
I don't remember
this math shit. Don't add up.
Just being honest, my nigga. It ain't looking right. I see 0.003714453. And that's 10 billion out of the 37 million black people on earth. I see myself in the same position as I am tonight. As I am right now.
Yeah, that's stupid, man.
I'm just being honest, my nigga. That's all I see right now. Those back numbers don't mean shit, nigga. That's tax. That's like tax.
Jesus, tax. Well, speaking of honesty, and since we owe some funny shit.
Yes.
So... your main man, Bill Cosby.
Oh shit!
Is back in the news, bruh.
For what? He's in jail. What the fuck has he done now?
In jail.
He drugged somebody in jail.
In jail, he has
a stand up.
He has become he has embodied his character that he used to play on the Huxtables. And you remember what career the character he's playing?
He bounced the inmates on his knee?
Nah. You remember what career he was, what he was?
They was doctors, weren't they?
Yeah, he was a doctor.
So what the fuck is he doing?
So he's playing doctor in jail, bruh. Oh, so people are coming to him.
I know, so, I know it ain't nothing else to do in jail, but nigga, y'all gotta believe something at least.
Yeah, so apparently, like, other inmates and stuff are coming to him for, like, medical problems and stuff, and he's, like, talking to them.
He can't prescribe nothing, so, I mean, what's the point?
Right. not only that, my man played a doctor on TV. He's not a real doctor, so.
Have you ever seen on YouTube, it's like a guy, well, it's like a channel or some shit. They get real people to do, like diagnosis of the shit that they, like, show on TV. Like, say it's a doctor, like, show or whatever the case is. Uh-huh. They get a real doctor and say, no, that's not right.
Oh, yeah. That's not right. I've watched a couple of those. Those are pretty funny.
Yeah, they're funny as shit.
Because, like, they let you know immediately, like, oh, yeah, that's bullshit right
there.
Yeah,
you can't. It's
not true. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. He's going to kill that person.
Yeah.
He's like, but yeah, I thought that was funny when
Bill
I found
Cosby
this out.
So
Bill Cosby's out here being Dr. Hug. Yeah, he's being Dr. Huggable in prison.
Oh,
so,
man. I mean, shit. Whatever pay the bills, I guess, my nigga.
whatever,
keep him off your ass, bro. Hey, do what you gotta do, my nigga.
Well, whatever you gotta do from getting that pudding pop pudding you.
Exactly. Damn. Ain't the man blind, too? Ain't he, like, legally blind or some shit? Oh, man.
Well, yeah, I thought that shit was hilarious when I read that, bro. I was like, this nigga Bill Cosby tripping, bro.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, bro.
Hey, they indulging it. These people indulging it.
No, but they need something to believe in.
The prisoners feel much better, though, because they got Dr. Cosby out here to help them, bro.
They need something to believe in. They don't believe in the system. They gotta believe in Bill.
They gotta believe in Bill, huh?
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Oh, man.
Malcolm. You got, like, two more stories, I think. I know, we got three more. All right, so bullshit of the week, Malcolm. I don't know this officer's name. I just saw the story, and I was like, oh, wow, that's crazy as fuck. But it went viral, whatever the case is, and a lot of backlash came from. A Detroit officer towed a woman's car, and I think this was either the day before the polar vortex or, like, the day of, I'm not sure. But this is in Detroit. He towed her car, and using a Snapchat filter, he recorded the woman walking with the caption underneath saying, Black Girl Magic. And this happened this week.
Oh, wow.
First week of Black History Month. Yeah. So, I don't know the officer's name. Hope he's reprimanded. Matter of fact, I think they said he on... Nah, I forgot.
On paid leave.
Yeah, probably so, of course. But it was something. Yeah, pretty much. It was pretty much that. But yeah, he did that.
I thought she was going to talk about the other story with the with the two involving, and there's three officers.
Right.
With, I guess one of them, well, two of them decided to play Russian roulette. Yeah, and then the female officer ended up getting shot.
In the head?
In the chest.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, like, I guess I don't know if they're
playing
a trial
with each other like this, or
I guess the one person was playing it, and he's like spinning around, and he, like, clicked, and third person that was there was like, you know, this is a bad idea, you guys shouldn't be playing this. So I'm gonna go ahead and say I think that was liquor involved with these officers.
I could agree with that.
Yeah, so end up killing the young officer and
she
shit.
Died.
I was like, huh?
She died?
Yeah, he pulled the trigger.
They weren't wearing a vest or anything?
I guess not. I guess they were off duty. Or they were getting off work. It was at somebody's crib.
At least wear their vest.
I think it was her. It was either her crib. I think it was her crib, matter of fact.
I ain't heard shit about that.
Yeah, I was like, that's wild, bro.
Yeah, that's new to me, my name.
I was like, really? People, like, how do you become an officer? You like, that's... gun safety 101. Don't point it at nobody.
Low.
Yeah.
Standards are very low, Malcolm. I don't know if you know that or not.
Apparently so.
Standards are very low to become a police officer.
Nowadays. Yeah, I would be mad if I was that, like, the young lady's, like, family and shit.
Oh,
like,
I'm pretty sure something's gonna come out of that.
Yeah, I hope they someone in the department and that motherfucking get some kind of, like, obviously they don't
have
it there mentally.
No one wins in Russian roulette. I just want to make that clear.
Yeah, it's not a game you want to just play with somebody.
Malcolm, in the city of brotherly love, some news came out this week. They banned R. Kelly from the whole fucking state.
Which state? This state?
No, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, Philly. Yeah. Can't come back to Philly, nigga.
Yeah, so they banned R. Kelly there, like, period. I just want to say this is one small step for man. So, you know, one big leap for mankind.
So, 59 more states to go.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, 49 more states to go. Exactly. One,
get that nigga the fuck out of here.
49 more to go.
Get that nigga the fuck out of here. Yeah, nigga, they banned that nigga out of the whole Philly. I thought that was wild. And now we might get some backlash about talking about this because I don't want to say that I'm ignorant to the whole situation, but I just didn't know that it was a history to this, whatever the case is. But it's something that's being mandated in high schools in New Jersey. All right. So I saw this article today. I didn't read it because I didn't want to get in too deep. I just wanted to go off my own thoughts of it. Mm-hmm. But New Jersey is now being required to teach LGBTQ history.
Okay. What about it?
That's the thing. Like, where's the history coming from?
I mean, it'd probably be, I don't know that much, like, history-wise. Like, I would guess that it
but probably I'm saying, like, it's going to say the first person,
whenever they got legal rights and, like... No, because, I mean, it's probably been, like, it's been numerous people over the centuries and stuff that's been, like...
I just want to see gay legal rights, I guess. I don't fucking know.
Yeah, I'm assuming that it would probably be when everything, like, far as, like, marriage and all that stuff went through and was, like, legalized.
It's going to be, like, a real short class, though.
He said it's going to be a short class. Yeah,
like, didn't, like, all this shit, like, really just happen, like 5-6 years ago, maybe? Men being able to marry men and women being able to marry women and shit like that. Like,
so on and so forth. Yeah, yeah.
Like didn't that shit, like, just happen not too long ago, whatever the case is?
I know some states are already, like, it was legalized marriage and stuff, but marriage.
Same sex marriage.
But, there's still quite a couple states.
So it's some states that you, some states that you can't, legally marry same sex?
Yes. I didn't know that. Not all of them are. It's like, they slowly are, like, I want to say, turning to the new era and shit, so.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, but.
2015.
Yeah, 2015. So, I don't know, like I'm kind of with you on that, like, how much, I'm, like, ignorant to the fact, I don't know, like, history-wise.
Yeah, that's why I'm just curious. I mean, like, I can understand if you want to, like, teach same-sex, which I don't kind of agree on, only because, like, my nigga, that's, like one of those, like, things you have to learn, like, in life. Just, like that's kind of how I've learned about, like, either gay people or same-sex, whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. I just learned, like, just pretty much from going outside and shit like that. Like,
and
just
talking to motherfuckers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I didn't learn. We didn't even have sex ed in fucking high school, did we?
Yeah, we did.
We did?
We did.
I must skip that. But, like, my nigga, like, that, like, I just don't get, like, what the fuck is they gonna teach? Other than, like, I guess, being acceptive, I guess?
Acceptance, that's persecution.
That's all I can think of. I don't think that could be. That's that should be, like, the whole curriculum, though. Like,
I know there are so many different people over the years that like have been, like.
Like, I can understand, like, the people that could, like, that probably been fighting for, like, same gay rights or whatever, case, right. Whatever the fuck case is. But I guess, just from start to, like, 2015, I just wonder, like, where the fuck did it start? Like, that's the only thing that I couldn't think of, because, like, I can understand, like, an LGBTQ class. Cool, I understand that. But it says LGBTQ history.
So, which, like, means there's stuff way before to present day.
Yeah, but, like, I'm saying, like it's not going to go the same as, like Black history or, like, American history and shit like that. Like, it's kind of hard to say, like, who was the first gay person to come out.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I can understand, okay, they don't teach this type of shit in class, but Christopher Columbus discovered America, quote unquote, whatever the fuck case is. But how the fuck do you teach that, like, in the same reference of a gay person, like
who was the first LGBTQ, or who was LGBTQ the first, like, person, something like that? I want
to
say,
like, just to come out or something like that. Like
how activists.
Yeah,
I get what you're saying.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, where the fuck would this fall?
Or like, how much history would they have?
Yeah, that's my only thing. Like, because I can understand the class.
Or maybe, so how much, I don't know, maybe from, like, different
and also, it just genres might be my, and stuff. My ignorance, because, like, this information might be out there already.
Yeah,
like, it might be out there already. I just don't do my Googles on that. Like, that's not something that I do my Googles on, but
I'm not really sure on that. Like, only thing I can foresee them, like, teaching is maybe history on like serious persecution, and then like how everything got legalized, and then like I guess present on like how they can better everything. And
that's why I just wonder, like, I mean, like, that's the only thing I could think of is like what just led up to the legal gay marriage. But I don't know how far back they could, like, possibly go at the same time. I'm just trying to think, like, what would be the first lesson of an LGBTQ class?
Lesson-wise. I don't know if history-wise, but I know that there have been people in history that have, like, been, like, been, I guess, a part of that community. Like, either, I want to say, like, maybe 1920s. I don't know. Maybe, like, I don't know, as far back as that. Like, but most of those people were, like, secretly. Like, I don't think it was nobody out.
All right, so this is what I did. I know this is probably ignorant for the case. I did my Googles, but I just typed in first gay person. But it only shows me, like, first gay people that, like, by year, by probably, like, their accomplishments and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's saying, because it even, people also ask who was the first LGBT person. And it says, William Johnson became the first openly gay person to be ordained in a mainline, Protestant denomination. I don't know how to say half of these motherfucking words. But United Church of Christ, Nancy Wessler and Jerry, I don't know how to say that fucking last name, simultaneously became the first openly lesbian and openly gay elected officials in America. So it's only like saying like the first openly gay people to like to do something,
yeah,
like major.
That's the only thing I can really see wise, because like it's a lot of that, especially like this year.
Yeah, I'm
like,
saying yeah, it's a lot of that. Like first like gay people that win Oscars,
people in the Senate, there's people in like that. Congress, there's people in like aldermans. It's like a whole list of like stuff.
Okay, so this is something also. It says the person who started the gay rights movement, this is from 1969. So does that mean that the history class starts from 1969, even though I know it's probably people way before that? Like,
yeah, that's what I was like. It's hard to, that's the only thing I can really think of, like those civil rights era, like when, you know, women were trying to get the right, the vote and all that stuff too. So I was like, so were they out there then?
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, about that. So I just like would wonder like where the fuck would it start. That's the only thing. Like, cause I understand a whole class period. It's just the history part that kind of
that's just throwing you off a little bit.
That's all.
I understand that. Yeah. It's like one of those things you don't really know.
I don't research it.
Yeah, right. Like a lot of it's just like a lot of people don't know like all the shit Christopher Columbus like did.
Oh, I know what he did.
Yeah, you know, like and we still motherfuckers still celebrate him on a calendar, even though he didn't basically discover shit.
Yeah.
So
he discovered something that was already discovered.
Like
houseway.
Yeah. And technically, like you discovered the islands, like the what was it? You landed on like the Bahamas and shit. You didn't even land here.
Yeah, exactly.
So
Yeah, I was just curious. That's all. It was more curiosity than just like thoughts on it. Because I'm fine with it. I just wish they let, I guess they let kids like figure that shit out on their own. Like everybody else kind of had to, but I guess we living in this progressive era where everything has to be taught in school for some reason. So I guess it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's all about inclusion. Well, I just wish, like, if we're going to do that.
My nigga, they still ain't figured out for transgenders what bathrooms they're going to use. They're going to teach a whole fucking
course on it.
Course, yeah. On fucking history. Like, they still having big-ass debates. If he or she comes to school dressed as a boy or a girl, they should be able to use whatever fucking restroom. They still ain't figured that shit out. But they finna teach a whole fucking course on fucking LGBTQ. Yeah. Shit like that. That's my only thing. Like, my nigga, at least take one step at a time. At least, if you're gonna give the transsexuals or whatever the case is, like give them their own bathroom or some shit or something. I don't have a fucking resolution for the shit, just like they ass don't. But my nigga, like, one step at a time. Like, figure one school thing out of the fucking time. Like,
yeah, it's all inclusion and shit. And,
that's all I'm saying, bro. Just figure shit out.
What's the word I'm looking for? Inclusion and conclusion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I guess I learned something today.
He learned something today.
In 1969, I think that's what it said. That was the first beginning of the gay legal rights or whatever. Or the gay rights movement. Yeah, I was just curious, man. It's history. It's history I don't know about.
I guess don't feel bad, because a lot of people don't, like, all, I want to say, everybody that's not black, they pretty much know it's just Black History Month, like, and they don't know, like,
a lot of people all the shit that we, Egypt is in fucking Africa, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I'm about. Like, I'm tired of seeing these white-ass Egyptians in these movies and shit.
A lot of shit don't make sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of shit don't make sense.
Sometimes it's good to do research.
Let Hollywood tell the shit.
Everything was white.
Right. It was never any black people in Egypt at all. No people in Africa? I wonder. How sweet. That's all I can say about that shit. Well, man, that's it, bro. That's podcast, my nigga.
Podcast.
Also, Pops. Super Bowl is on. Me and Malcolm don't give a fuck about that. Sorry.
No, I really don't. probably going to see, like, highlights of it.
I am going to watch the halftime show on YouTube, though. I'm not going to lie. I just want to see if whoever performed take a knee. There's supposed to be some black people performing this year, so I don't know. I think it was the Migos.
I already listened to the radio of, like, how many people are, like, on the train of, like, shaming some of these people or, like,
honestly, I don't give a fuck about these fake people shaming, because they are fucking... They won't support the black person that shows up to the Super Bowl to perform, but you're going to a Super Bowl party. Yeah. All right. All right. Whatever makes sense to you, sir. Good job. Good luck with that shit. But, you know, I'm gonna mind my business. Stay in my corner.
It's like you fight.
You don't want the black man to perform at the Super Bowl, but you damn sure inviting all your black friends over.
To the Super Bowl, yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is, I guess. Same energy.
Yeah, not saying
it is what it is, I guess. I ain't got shit to do with me. I'm not watching that shit. You won't get my viewership. But yeah, I just wanted to watch the halftime show, though, to see if somebody take a D or something like that. Make a statement.
Probably not.
I wonder if Nike made a statement.
Probably not.
No, Nike don't give a fuck. Nike dropped that whole Super Bowl ad with Kelly Kaepernick and everything on them niggas.
Yeah, but people let, I don't know, it's like a catch 22. It's damn you do, damn you don't. So, like, when that dropped, people's like, Nike's just exploiting the black dollar and blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, other people like, hey, Nike's standing with Cat. And then other people like, burn all my Nike shit.
Yeah, burn my Nike socks.
It's like, well, you bought it.
Your socks, nigga.
Like, you bought it.
You can do what the fuck you want to do with it.
Yeah, our stocks going to remain the same. You just burning your own shit.
Actually, they rose. Yeah, so yeah, burn them up, motherfucker. I don't give a damn. You're just gonna buy some new ones anyway.
Right.
We got the best shit out here. What the fuck you wanna do about that, nigga? Are you gonna go buy some Under Armour? Yeah, good luck with that. So yeah.
It's like, the funniest shit when that shit happened was like, I'm gonna switch to New Balance. I'm gonna buy a New Balance.
So stupid
ass. Hey, New Balance is owned by Nike.
It's all Nike.
know this stuff.
You gotta
know these type of things. Bro.
If you go protest some
Coca-Cola,
shit,
Coca-Cola. Oh, come on, guy.
Yeah, if you go protest some shit, you know Coca-Cola
make
some
all
shit.
The juices. You know Coca-Cola even makes candy. Come on, bro. They make all the chips. Come on, bro. You got to know this type of stuff.
Yeah, that's like that's like people bro. Protesting Nestle, but then they feeding their dog. Purina.
Yeah, like, come on, like, guys. You got to know.
Nestle make more than water.
Got to know, bro. Come on. This company's under bigger companies.
Yeah.
They call it umbrella corporations for a reason. You got to fucking know, bro. Come on, now. Megan, that's all I got, bro. That's all the stories. That's all I got to say.
All right. Wrap it up.
Good. All right, cool. This has been another episode of Jared Dance Podcast. My name is Clint.
My name is Mal.
And we out this bitch. Make sure to follow us all our social media networks. Jared Dance Podcast, except for Twitter, to Dance with Dreads. And we are here every day, every week, uploading. And I want to thank Malcolm on the camera. You did 400 subs this week, so I'm very proud of you. And we out this bitch, man. Jared Dance Podcast.
Jesus.